Greetings. Caribbean radio show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I do see our guest in the queue. Give thanks for joining us today. We have an exciting show for you here. So let's see. Today we are on with Ross Jogel talking about the healing powers of the djembe. So this will be an exciting show. I've worked with Ross Joe for quite a bit, so we will be bringing him up in a little bit. I just want to do some updates of some different things going on. If this is your first time here on Soul Adventures Live, this is your host, Empress Rosie, and we are with Soul Adventures Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to empower disenfranchised youth globally to discover their gifts, share them with the world, and gain strength through connecting with their community. So through experiencing music, arts, permaculture, and exploration of cultural roots, these all combine to help them unearth their gifts and become sustainable. We also honor our elders by giving them the opportunity to pass their wisdom, cultural traditions, and arts to the youth. We're currently offering mentorship and enrichment programs in Jamaica, Mount Shasta, Los Angeles, and we have programs in development in Florida and St. Croix. And we will have some things coming up next summer, starting next summer in Belize. So that's a little bit about us. We are on Caribbean Radio Station. This is Caribbean PRS, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. We give thanks to them hosting our show. So I want to tell you a little bit about this new series we're doing, Enlighten, Empower, and Entrust. So we're inviting people to come share their wisdom and their gifts with the collective on our show, and then offer online classes where people can learn more about that subject. And we will be posting all of those online classes on our website. So if you feel like you have knowledge and wisdom to share, and this isn't just for the youth, we've now opened up to people of all ages. So we can all take advantage of this wisdom and knowledge, and we can come together in tribes and share our gifts. So what other updates? Oh, and then our program is also a pay it forward program. So for every paid class, a class is offered to a youth or a single mom who couldn't otherwise afford to take the class. So all the classes are a pay it forward model. So I just want to give you a few updates. I know it's been a few months since we've been on the air. We're just, you know, coming back to you. So we have a few updates. We've partnered with a new organization called Bush Life Jamaica, and we will be having some upcoming retreats in September in Jamaica. And we also have a campaign going on right now that's called Smile for a Child. This project developed when my sister-in was sick while she was recovering from her, when she was recovering from her sickness, she had this inspiration to do some smiley face paintings. So, and then recognized that a friend of hers who was a grandmother, she could never get a hold of her because she was raising her 5 grandchildren and all of them were doing their online classes on her one phone. There are so many children right now that are being left behind educationally in Jamaica because they don't have the technology. They don't have tablets. They don't have laptops. And, you know, with the pandemic, things have gone back and forth between online classes and in-person classes, and a lot of things are still continuing online, but a lot of the kids don't have the technology to keep up. So for all of these paintings that we sell, the monies will be donated to get tablets for youth in Jamaica. So we're doing an online auction right now. So you can find that by going on my Facebook page or the Soul Adventures Facebook or Instagram pages. So mine is Rosie Ware, or you can also find it at Soul Adventurers Foundation. And you can reach that website for the auction by going to souladventuresfoundation.betterworld.org/make-child-smile. So you can check those out either by going to that address, or if you can also just go to my Facebook or Instagram pages to find those. We also have another organization under us called Reiki Without Borders, which is trying to spread the healing art of Reiki far and wide and make it accessible to many people who might never have access to it. And then we're also, as I said, developing some programs in Florida. I also have a sister-in who wanted me to announce an upcoming event that they have going on. So this is an African drumming and dance concert, May 7th. This is in Ashland, Oregon. So it's at Bellevue Grange, 2015 Tolman Creek Road in Ashland, Oregon. So there will be a drumming and dance workshop at 3 o'clock, which is $25. And then there will be a live concert at 7 p.m., which I believe it's $35 for the live concert. So if you go to my page, you can find tickets for, there's also a QR code. There's a flyer on my page, as well as they have a QR code on the flyer that you can just scan to get the tickets. And that link should be posted on my page shortly. The flyer is there. So go ahead and check out that drumming and dance workshop and concert if you are in the Ashland, Oregon area. Okay, so I am going to bring Brother Joe Longlive here. I'm going to give you a little
greetings.
Update. Yes, greetings. Glad
Black
to have
love.
You here.
Yes, I salam. Give thanks and praise. Jah Rastafari live. King and queen reign forever. It's great to be here.
Yay.
Good to be
so
on
guys,
the Soul Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background on Ross Joe. So he is one of the former founding board members of Soul Adventures, and he is one of the people who really helped us get everything rolling when our program started in L.A. When we were working out of the Crenshaw Community Gardens in South Central L.A.,
yeah.
Rough area of L.A., where we were, you know, catering to the youth there that had never had access to gardening or drumming or anything of this sort. It was actually
Capoeira Angola.
Ross Joe began drumming in 1996 and has been studying African drumming since 2000. He has been blessed to play with many great drum masters. I'm going to have him tell you a little bit more about them as we get into the show, because I do not want to butcher their names. Let me just finish your intro quick. So then since 2002, he's taught numerous workshops and classes around North America, and he released his first youth drum instructional book, Djembe Fun for Everyone, Volume 1, in September of 2015. And following this class, we're going to be offering an online drumming class for all ages starting on May 18th from 2 to 3 Eastern time. So we'll tell you a little bit more information about that during the show. So go ahead, Rosco. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you did not interrupt me. No, I was laughing. We're really here to focus on, I could only go from the journey, the personal journey of with the hand drum, with the djembe, with the naibingi, with the drum set, the world of the pulse of beats, of the heartbeat. And so really today, it's just I'm sharing a perspective of how the drum has been healing for me and how, yes, those great masters I've been blessed to learn from, as well as other people I've shared experiences from, played with, taught, learned from as well, how the drum has been truly sound medicine for some of us who continue on this healing path. Because when you delve into the sacred spiritual traditional rhythms, be it from West Africa, be if it is Pan-African in Jamaica in the naibingi drumming, or it could be in India with tabla drumming, there is something satisfying for the soul when you connect with the healing sounds and tones and touch of a drum. And I can testify that it's been really a great journey that I continue on. It's only been beneficial to my spiritual, musical, and physical well-being. Definitely.
Yes, I give thanks. I was listening to an interview that Ross Joe sent me that I hadn't heard before a little earlier, and it actually really brought me to tears because Joe was sharing how our youth in the community garden and like being a part of that program was really what inspired him to write his book. And it made me feel
so good
that, not only are we inspiring the youth, but, all of us adults who come to share our gift receive inspiration through all of this as well. And it's truly like a blessing how it all just keeps giving. It's like just a big circle of how we keep sharing. And now, you know, Joseph is coming back and sharing this wisdom and knowledge with you as well. It's just so beautiful how it keeps going in this circle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Truly inspirational being there at the garden that we had, strong in and strong out. With those neighborhood youths, you know, give thanks to Brother Charles, Brother Gerald, who was there, the Selassie youth. God bless them in Ethiopia, which is amazing. All those youth, you know, my youth were bigger now, but they were little babies, and all the people who brought their vibe there, Agape and
Makua.
Makua Ray. There were so many great visitors that passed through that left us at that garden space in Los Angeles, which planted the seeds, yes, for a lot of what's now coming to fruition, will continue coming to fruition. Connecting the music with the agriculture, which is two passionate things in my life, you know. Definitely integrating it with young people is something I like to connect with them in part and just exemplify as best I can of how these two ancient wisdoms, these two ancient skills, agriculture, drumming, ancient music, you know, is beneficial to communal well-being, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about. That's what the drum's about, the drum circle, the drum gathering, the ceremony, the dance, communal agriculture. You know, we're not supposed to farm by ourselves. Yeah, we can do what we do, but we're not supposed to farm till we're flat on our face by ourselves in the middle of the field, you know.
But it's amazing how much more we can accomplish when we do it together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
like now in FAFSA, even like now in FAFSA, we have the garden, but I don't have, you know, the amazing community coming together to help with the garden like we did in LA, and it just does not prosper in the way it did there when it's just one of me, you know, and it really helps me to see the difference that having that tribe and that community makes.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. It does make a difference. It's a frequency. It's a synergy. You know that you catch. It was this frequency of service, you know, and each one serving each other, and each one, breaking down the barriers that so often our societal system builds for us from when we go to school. We learn barriers, we learn separation, but programs like what we were able to do in the garden and that we will continue to do, it was amazing the different people that might not have normally have been in the same space that we were able to bring together in that space.
And the range of ages too, from babies to elders. I mean, I think the one elder we had there was in his 90s and passed away while we were doing the garden program.
Really? That I didn't know.
Yeah.
Whoa, we had an ancient elder. Ancient one. Wow, I didn't know we had an ancient elder over there, you know, for that long. But as well as, you know, I had learned a lot about agriculture, you know, from some of our many, you know, from the woman who was, you know, who had been there a long time, and even the woman from Agape, who was a great consultant. You know, a lot of good learning and a lot of... It was good for me, beneficial for me to learn more about agriculture, to prepare me where I'm still learning, but where I'm at right now, getting more into serious farming. But on the drum, the wonderful thing was that, you know, it was like everybody would bring their drum knowledge, you know, it could have been from Gerald, it was a great spirit there already. That the drumming, you know, what it turned into was, it was, you know, the children went with it, and it was amazing them going and bringing the show to different places, and that will continue again, and it'll continue in multiple places, and that's why we continue with this path with the beautiful drumming and the singing and dancing, and you know, for me, as I begin to talk about my testimony, is that, you know, when the drum came into my life, I was in a very, you know, negative, mostly negative dark place as a young man, as a young person.
How old were you, Joe, when you first started drumming?
Okay, so let's say, when I first started drumming, I mean, I guess you could say fooling around drumming, I was a little boy. I mean, you know, when I'd go to church, I'd always watch the drummers. When I'd go home, I'd bang on pots and pans. You know, my mother had us into singing and, you know, a little bit of mostly singing. I don't believe, and they bought a keyboard for us, but I don't think drums was anything they wanted to deal with in the house. So fast forward to when I'm, you know, with a noise and,
yeah.
And, but I remember going to friends' houses who had drum sets, you know, in middle school. And any chance I got, I would jump on that drum set. They'd be like, man, you need to get one. You know, like, it was like, oh, you're into it. You know, and next thing you know, a half hour go by,
okay.
Hour, you know. And but really, I had a good friend, God rest his soul, in the spirit world, as a teenager who had passed.
Okay.
Before he had passed, he was a great drummer, and I started learning from him a little bit, you know, learning, watching him, and he said, hey, I got a drum set, you want to buy it? And I raised my money, I worked, I raised the funds, and I bought my first drum set at 18, senior year
wow.
in high school.
Okay.
And so I started playing drums, you know, not really knowing what I was doing much, but just playing by ear, hip-hop, rock, funk, you know, even little reggae, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. And then as I went to college, I started playing with different musicians, people who had been in high school bands, and we were playing like blues and funk and hip hop, of course, and just really jamming out with some different. You go to open mics, and eventually some bands started forming, and I started, started just really, you know, saying, okay, drum set's a great thing. I'm gonna start focusing on it. But as that happened. In my life, you know, as that happened, you know, I was still dealing with, you know, dealing with me running away from Jah, me running away from my spiritual calling. And the djembe, the African drum, the first time I saw a djembe, I think it was 1998, 97. I might have been at a festival. It was some gathering. I was amazed by the drum. I had no idea what it was called. I had no idea. I thought it was a bongo. I thought it was an African conga. It's probably what I would have called
okay.
it. African bongo conga. No idea. Fast forward to 2000. I had been playing college baseball. I wasn't really feeling good about it. I didn't want to play anymore. I was afraid to quit because of my father. Just going through different things in life as a young man, going from boyhood to manhood all around this time, like really going through
right.
this point. And the djembe was a part of that, you know, because in college, I say, you know, along with the drum is when I really started becoming a man to maybe face myself. You know, just by practicing and going through the rituals of drumming and singing. So I wake up. I was about to go quit baseball. I remember it was my 22nd birthday. I was a senior. I wake up. I'm about to go visit my coach. I get a call from my coach. He said, never mind. You're cut from the baseball team. It was
oh.
the biggest weight off my shoulder, believe it or not. People would have thought you would have been mad or sad or something. It was
right.
the biggest weight off my shoulder, let me tell you. Good sister.
Wow.
And from then on, John's like, You're going to music. And within 7 days, I was visiting a friend at Williams College. I went to college at Mass College of Brooks in Western Mass, Northwestern Massachusetts, outside of Albany, Vermont. And I was visiting a friend across town, the other college, and I saw a sign, said Kusika, West African Drumming, come play tryouts. And I almost didn't go. I was embarrassed. I wasn't sure. I had confidence. I'm glad I went. 22 years later, the djembe is still with me. And,
nice.
And you know, one of those great teachers, bless his soul, too, he had passed, too. Kwe Agipa was my first djembe teacher, a good brother from Barbados, who moved to New York and learned how to play drums with Fred Jones, who learned from Bobatunde Olutunji, the great drum master who brought West African drumming culture to the United States in the 50s for the first time in New York City. So.
Oh, wow.
A great
okay.
lineage, a strong lineage. And I have another teacher who played with Olutunji. So that lineage has stayed with me, and that's a beautiful lineage as well. So one of the things I would touch upon is, like, when learning the drums early on, I mean, yeah, I ran away with it. It was hard to – yeah, I had rhythm, and, I had to let go of my ego. I knew I had rhythm. I was younger. I was more cockier. I knew I I know I could play a little bit, but it was a very humbling experience. So first of all, learning the drum humbled my spirit because I said to myself, this is a lot more difficult than I felt. And just going through the process of learning, going through this one of learning the tones, learning the rhythms, learning how to sing in drum, that meditation, that
right.
healing meditation, learning from different masters like, yes, Ovo Adi, rest his soul as well. So many good ones that passed have gone. Rest his soul in Ghana. He, from Ghana, you know, with somebody who, was very strict. You know, in fact, he made a young lady cry in one of our practices. Never forget.
Wow.
He's very strict. But I thought, you know, I grew up with a strict father, so I took that strictness and took what he was teaching and it opened up doors in the mind and soul. Very, very healing. And from there, another brethren came from Ghana, that's just so as well, Bernard Woma. And he's the one who taught me how to sing and drum and dance at the same time.
Oh, wow.
You know, something I didn't think I could ever do. Something I thought I could ever do. And this relates to children. Why people are like, oh, children, they learn so well. Because you know what? Although we were close in age to children, we were young adults. We weren't children anymore, but we were young adults. A lot closer to a child's age than I am now.
Right.
But yes, I. But he was able to, he would laugh and tease us and have fun. And we were having so much fun.
Nice.
And laughing and like we were little children that we were able to, before you knew it, we were laughing and having fun. And he's getting an amp. We're playing and drumming at the same time. And we're doing it in front of people three nights in a row at a show, you know, at a production. And that really, I remember quite all, my first teacher was assisting because he was the resident teacher there. And I remember he was tough on me too at first. He knew I had my little ego and I had to be humbled. And after I went through my boot camp, you know, him and other teachers still, and going through learning the ways of jamming other drums, I remember it meant a lot because I was still having my confidence issues as a young person. And I remember after the performance, he said, hey, man, you did really good. Oh, it was after practice. Man, I'm amazed. You did really good. You know, you're really improving. And that, like, boosted my confidence. You know, to hear from somebody, you know, as a young person, you know, that's why we do this work for young people. How much that boosted me. I'm getting children now that day. You know, like, how, like, that made me say, yeah, I'm going to continue this. That encouragement that he gave me. As tough as he was, as disciplined and non-easy teacher, but awesome. At the same time, amazing. Jambi Fola, which is a Jambi master. Fola means Jambi master. You know, I mean to go forward and continuing djembe, dungun, talking drums, all these other African, West African drums I've been blessed to play with. But the djembe has been the principal one that stayed in my life. So I give thanks for all the many teachers. But fast forwarding, really the teacher that really helped me take it to another level to maybe really understand that this is not just about culture and tradition, which is beautiful, and we need culture and tradition for our spirits and our well-being, for our sanity, is how it's really a healing, and from a healing tradition, and a healing path, and a healing shamanic lineage, is Ayo Adeyemi. You know Baba Ayo as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Baba Ayo, when I met him in 2005, yeah, he really told me, this is not a joke. This is stuff that can really heal you, heal others. Quick note, he was talking about Olatunji. See, Baba Ayo did not learn from Olatunji, contrary to what a lot of people think. Although, rest his soul, Baba Olatunji, I never met him. I met his teachers, including, I met a lot of his disciples. I would say Baba Ayo was a disciple and played with him for a time in the early 80s when he came to New York for the first time. But however, Olatunji would tell him, Baba Ayo would tell me stories about the power of the Ifa drumming, which is the traditional spirituality of the Yoruba people of the Yoruba land, which isn't just Nigeria, although Baba Ayo is Nigeria. It constitutes of Benin, Togo, Ghana, and Nigeria. That is Yoruba before the colonizers came in and cut up the land. So that's Yoruba land right there. So he began, you know, he was telling me about, as he was learning these chants, he said, let me take a part of these chants, sir. He said, not you take lightly. He said, Nicky Hart, the drummer of the Grateful Dead, the former Grateful Dead, was learning from Olatunji.
Wow.
And he knew he was a great drummer, but Mickey Hart was the best, big time at the time, you know? And so I couldn't, you know, then Jennifer saw that he needed healing. And he was able to beat, you know, drugs cold turkey just from the chant and trance and just from the drumming and the rituals.
Wow.
And just from practicing the chant and the drumming and the rituals every day. Every day they would get clean and hard drugs. Okay. So him telling me these things and like, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. But when I started feeling it myself, I mean, getting rid of depression and dark feelings and aggression and jealousy and envy, all these emotions that we battle with, that some people call demons, yes, you can call them that we all battle with on our quest to become a better person, a higher self. So when I would sing these chants and practice them, and it was difficult. And at times I wanted to run away and not go to drum class and not go. But Bubba was great. Bubba would call me, check in with me, pick me up, give me rides. I didn't have to be one time. I'd go apprentice for him. I'd learn the rhythms. I'd go into shows with him, schools. Show me the ropes. Show me how to really present this culture.
And Rob,
you know, around children.
Baba Ayo is
I'll stop
with
there,
us.
Yes. Yes, he is. Give thanks and praise.
Thanks.
Baba Ayo is still living. He just turned 81 in August.
Yeah.
Bless his soul. He's doing well,
okay.
And I have to give him a call. He is still living. Yes, he's someone you might want to interview sometime.
Yeah, actually, that would be amazing. We could make that happen.
And have an occasional virtual workshop, definitely. After we get our classes going for a while, we could definitely have a specialized where he does his workshop. And, you know,
that would
virtually,
be fabulous.
You know,
yes,
something. Oh, yeah, obviously. The students that we, whoever's called for these classes, eventually the prize, that'll be what, that's the other prize. We can talk about the package, by the way. Give thanks and praise. The package
yes,
is wonderful
hi,
and great.
Let me interrupt
I'm truly
you
humbled
one
and grateful.
Because I need to do a
no problem.
Shout out to our radio.
I'm going
to
get some water. I'm listening. Yes,
okay,
yes, no
so
problem.
I just want to remind everybody we are on CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And I want to big up Shannon. I see you in the audience. And I want to let people know that if they would like to call in, they can dial 461-467-2407. You can call in and listen. And if you'd like to come on the show and speak, if you have any questions for Ross Joe, or questions about the classes that we're offering, just press 1 on your keypad, and that will signal us to let us know that you would like to come on and speak. So go ahead, Joe. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Actually, will you let us know? I know you've talked about some of the benefits that you've experienced. So what sort of benefits can people, you know, not only learning the skill of drumming, but what are some of the other things that people will learn if they do go ahead and enroll in your class?
I mean, you would definitely learn the importance of you know, prayer and chanting through song, through voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, how that alone, you know, that just the vibration, because these traditional chants have high frequencies, you know, I'm sure as you know, and maybe some of us know as musicians, as you are, and I'm a musician, you know, as we are players of music, that the frequency of most popular music is very low. It's tuned very low.
Mm-hmm.
It's been tuned to that since the 50s, you know? It became an industry standard, and we can go into that. That's another tangent. That's another topic. All right, we went to that. That's just another fact. So when people, as opposed to hearing some of these lower vibrations of tunes they hear on the airwaves, when they're hearing these angelic and melodic chants, you know, in harmonies and melodies, it activates within, it activates within your chakras, your meridians, it's a calm, a peace, a comfort, a serene feeling, for me at least, the goosebumps,
sure.
You know, the warm and fuzzy, you know,
and when
you
feel that, like when we play the heartbeat rhythm, how it just really connects with our souls and, you know,
that's
our heart.
Right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I could honestly say, without the djembe, I wouldn't have went towards the path that I had need, because that's another path that's just branch from the djembe as well, the heartbeat, yes. And And even when we sing the Night of Your Chance, it's the same thing. They're all drum and singing. They're all drum and chant. And they're meant to sing with multiple people, yes, and multiple drums. You know, it's fun to play djembe by yourself. It's fun, but at the same time, djembe, which means unity, and one of the names I do know.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Well, one of the tribes
so
I already close, and I will have to
give you the
answer.
I'm sorry. That's so crazy that you said unity, because the very thought that was going through my head was just unity. What is exactly what was in my head? Like when we would play with all of the youth and we would all be on point as we're rehearsing for our shows, that feeling of unity between all of us was just so phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Yes. Yes, I am. It's a fun feeling. So yeah, I mean, this is a traditional, just like healing music, drum and chant that for communities to come together and go through rituals. It could be welcoming a family in the African custom. It could be celebrating about someone getting someone birthing, having pregnant, being pregnant, birthing. It could be a healing. Some of it could be healing, yeah, exercising certain spirits out that don't need to be in someone anymore. Certain spirits,
yes,
it could be this drumming, obviously, this singing, drumming is also for, it could be a blessing when sending off somebody, you know? So, and of course, initiation. Now, Ayo, as a Babalawo priest of the Ifa tradition of his family, went through seven initiations. Every so often, every few years, from a boy till he was age 35. So you can get to where he is. So it's all, even with the rite of passage, you know, the drum and dancing of this tradition has been very, 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 in all these traditions that I'm talking about, has been instrumental in this, from going from a boy to a man, as it was for me, indirectly. That was Jah Rastafari, that was spirit, that was the angels and ancestors guiding me, you know, to manhood, when I didn't know that I had to go through some of this, and the djembe was helping me get through that manhood. So the transition to manhood.
I would like to share one of your songs that you have put out that are examples of some of your drumming. So, this is a song Ross Joe did featuring Rocker T called The Comforts of Babalawo. I just want to give you piece of like his, you know, professional drumming, an example of some of his, you know, professional drumming that's out there. So yeah, let's go to this tune.
Yes, I. Oh, whoa. Love your sister. Love your bro. More than any material possession. Big up Ross L and Ross Elements Records. Big up Rocker T. It's Ross Joe. Here we go. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting first. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting first. So let us care for each other, not be careless. Let us help one another, not be helpless. Do the deeds for each other, have some kindness. Live in love with each other, don't be jealous. So let us care for each other, not be careless. Let us help one another, not be helpless. Do the deeds for each other, have some kindness. Live in love with each other, don't be jealous. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting first. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting first. So let us be a good example for the children, with morals and ethics, men and women. Stop living in the matrix and illusion. Elevate one another, sister and brethren. So let us be a good example for the children, with morals and ethics, men and women. Stop living in the matrix and illusion. elevate one another, sister brethren. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting for us. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting for us. Too much material living got Rasta in confusion. Many paid for chasing, losing sight of the vision. We got to overcome our petty prejudice and vain wishes. Uplift and praise each other in our triumphs and successes. Balance your physical with the spiritual. Our lifelong goal, our daily ritual. Increase the miracles in your life, which is pivotal. Put it into practice in your actions, which is also critical. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting first. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting first.
Now is it what I want, or is it what I require? Now is it what I need, or is it just my desire? If one half the rice and one half the cooking pot, one of the water, the holder, we have got a lot. I think it's better to be simple and humble. Nobody wants to live next up all jumble. We're talking important, but it's better to be nice. Stop fussing over sugar, stop fighting over spice.
The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us, and with these comforts, yes, we fighting for us. So let us care for each other, not be careless. Let us help one another, not be helpless. We will keep to each other, have some kindness. Live in love with each other, don't be jealous. Let us be a good example for the children, with morals and ethics, men and women. Stop living in the matrix and illusion. Elevate one another, sister and brethren. The comforts of Babylon, the comforts of Babylon, the comforts of Babylon have divided us. The comforts of Babylon, the comforts of Babylon, the comforts of Babylon have divided us. The comforts of Babylon have divided us. And with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us. And with these comforts, yes, we fighting for us. The comforts of Babylon have divided us. And with these comforts we are selfish. The comforts of Babylon have divided us. And with these comforts, yes, we fighting for us.
Yes, I give thanks.
Yes, give thanks and praise. Yes, yes.
I also had some recordings of Joe doing some more hand drumming with the youth, but unfortunately they're having a little bit of a hard time processing. But since we have him right here live in the studio with his drum, Russ, Joe, can you share a couple of the rhythms that people would be learning if they sign up for your class? Would you be able to share with us a rhythm or two? Ross, Joe, you still here? You know, I'm going to see if I can play one of them. I'll have to let me know if you can hear this, though. This was actually recorded at our community garden on Crenshaw in LA. I hope you guys were able to hear that. Wasn't able to get it to upload to the soundboard, but I was able to play it here. Ross Joe, are you still here with us? Ross Joe? I just want to remind us, everybody, we are on CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station.
You hear me?
Oh, now I hear you. I couldn't hear you for a moment. Were you able
to hear me now? Wonderful.
Yeah. Were you able
yes.
to hear that last piece? Okay, good. Yeah, for some reason it's still processing on the soundboard, but I was able to play it through my phone, and y'all were able to hear it. Would you like to share a little something with us live, Joe?
Yeah, I would love to.
That would be amazing.
I would love to do something.
One other thing that I wanted to mention, you know, we have this class coming up. It's going to be a weekly class, a virtual drumming class. So even if you couldn't be with us in person, you can join us from anywhere in the world on a weekly basis. It's going to be on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 Eastern time, which is, 5 to 6 on the West Coast? Oh, yes, no, I'm sorry. Opposite, 11 to 12 on the West Coast. But one of the things Joe and I were talking about is, like, you know, maybe not everybody who would like to join the class has a drum already. And so if you don't have a drum, we can link you with a place where you can get, you know, a great price. You can get a great price on a djembe drum through us. And maybe you can't afford to get a drum at this time. If you can just get a 5-gallon bucket, it makes a great substitute for a drum. You can, Joe and I were talking earlier, and you can make, you know, all of the same sounds on a 5-gallon bucket. Actually, I was talking about how many amazing drummers I saw in the subway in New York City just playing on a bucket.
With their hands, with on sticks. Yes.
Yeah, so we want to make this so it's accessible to everyone. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, we do have a Pay It Forward program also. So if you happen to be somebody that it's difficult for you to afford getting these lessons or having these lessons for your children, we do have a Pay It Forward program. So for every person who pays to be in the class, we do offer scholarships to youth or parents that maybe couldn't afford to take the class otherwise.
Yeah.
So if you are in that category, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram. On Facebook, I'm as Rosie Ware. You can also find us under Soul Adventurers on Facebook and Instagram. So that's SOLADVENTURERS. You can also email me at director@souladventurers.org. Okay, go ahead, Joe. Take it away.
Okay. All right. So, and you also could use a 5-gallon water jug, too, as well. The same 5-gallon water jug that they put, having the machines, be the water machines, the machines and such, and offices and such. That's a great one, too, as well, to use. Yeah, what works great, the bass, the tone, the slap, all the different tunes, and all the different tones and sounds of it, and which is really good. So wonderful that, you know, we want everybody to be included in this, because this is what it's about, drumming, healing. You want me to do a little drumming, singing and drumming. I'm here with my djembe.
Excellent.
I could do a little.
I wish I had mine in front of me.
Small chair. Yeah. Well. Then you'll have to have some class, Rosie. So,
I know.
Make sure you have the class on May 18th. Make sure you have it.
May 18th, so, I will have the drum.
Okay. This one is a small chant from the Yoruba people. It's the Ifa chant. This one's called Ajajae. Ajajae means is anyone here. It's a greeting chant. Is anybody here? Ajajae. Anybody here? Emilo. I am here. So it's a call and response. So the lead chanter would say Ajajae, and then. The other drummers and singers would respond, Emilo, Ajajae, Emilo, Ajajae, Emilo. da, da.
Yeah,
anybody here? I am here. A call and response. A greeting. Going to someone's home.
He was over here singing with us a little bit.
Ah, kitty cool. All right. I'm looking forward to
hey?
Papa. Little nephew.
Yeah.
Ah, da-da. He knows that one.
Hey.
Kitty cool's known it since the womb. Since
yep.
the womb, he's heard that guy. Those chants and songs. Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's participatory. Yes, participatory. You know, anyone listening or anyone who will be listening to this broadcast, I know it'll be broadcasted as well. This is about anybody. This is a great family activity. It's beyond that, though. I mean, it's a good way to bond. You know, we're having not only just an individual price. We also have a child's price. We're having a family price. So, you know, I think that would be great, you know, to do
yeah,
a family.
We can definitely
family
add that in.
Yeah. So we'll add that in.
Yeah,
because
so just
great,
so everybody knows, so the price is $55 per class, and it's a series of 6 classes. And then if people want us to continue, we'll run another series. But we definitely, if that's something that's hard for you to afford, please reach out to us. Like I said, we are doing a pay it forward
yeah.
program. So as people sign
Wonderful.
Up, we'll be able to do some scholarship. And we will definitely add in some sort of family option that if people would like to do the class as a family, we can definitely throw in a discount. So
feel
free to reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or on our website, souladventures.org, if you fall into one of those categories, and we can definitely work something out. Because we do want, you know, the healing power of the djembe to be available to everyone. That's part of what, you know, Soul Adventures is about, is making sure that these ancient traditions are passed forward, and also that they're accessible
mm-hmm.
to everybody. Because, you know, we know that, you know, it's not cheap to get a drum. Now, we do have some connections, and we can get them at a little bit more reasonable prices
yes.
than you might be able to get on
yeah,
your own.
Yeah, definitely.
To help
Especially
people
for the children,
access
yeah.
it. But it's also good to know that, you know, if you can't afford a drum at this time, a 5-gallon bucket works, you know, just as well. And definitely gives you similar tones.
You manifest the drum as you stay consistent
That's true
and focused and continue on the path and want it, you know, and are passionate about it. Then the drum will just come. I didn't have money for a drum when I first started doing this. It came. So you continue on the path, it comes, you know. It's a strong path, and that's wonderful. Well, Rosie, I'll have to be taking off soon.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
one
other thing I wanted to throw in and let everybody know is that, as we mentioned at the top of the show, Joseph has written an instructional drum book called Djembe Fun for Everyone, and when you enroll in the class, we'll be receiving a bonus free ebook of that book. So you will also have, you know, a book that helps take you through. And, you know, some of us are visual learners, and we need to see, you know, the words of some of these songs and different things like that. You know, you want to see
the
hand positions on the drums. So you will also
mm-hmm.
get Djembe Fun for Everyone.
Yes, great for all ages.
We do have a caller on the line. I just want to make sure nobody has any questions. If anybody is on the soundboard who has called in and has any questions for Ross Joe or, you know, any comments of about what we've been talking about, feel free to let us know. If you just hit one on your keypad, it will alert us that you would like to speak. Otherwise, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on, Ross Joe. This has been, you know, a pleasure just learning a little bit more of, like, some of the African traditions and your history of how you came to drum. Give thanks. So everyone can look on either the Facebook or the Instagram page if you are interested in enrolling in the drum class. Like I said, if you fall into one of the outside categories that, you know, maybe you need a little help financially to be able to do the class, or you have any questions for us, or you have a family, your family would like to enroll in the class together, please reach out to us and let us know that. Is there anything else you can think of we didn't cover, Joe?
Well, I would just say those who feel called and know the healing power of music and you know, want to receive the knowledge to continue that, to continue this path, to continue the blessings and the blessed transformation of this drum path of playing the djembe. Come with an open heart. Come with a blank page to absorb.
Oh, we're having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, Joe.
You hear me? As long as you go forth, you'll be good. You'll be good, and you know, Salam, peace and blessings. God bless everybody. We'll see you on the 18th.
Yes. Oh, and you know what? I also want to let people know, if that is not a time that works for you, we can also be a bit flexible time. We do want to do it on a Wednesday. But if there is that time doesn't work for you and there's a better time, reach out to us and let us know, because we can be, you know, we just set a time, but maybe the core of our group, you know, there's another time that would work better for you. If that's the case and you are interested, reach out and let us know that. Alrighty, we'll give thanks, Joe. I know you need to get going. So I just want to say thank you so much for coming on, and we're really looking forward to the class. Okay, so I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Soul Adventures Live. This series is called Enlighten, Empower, and Entrust, because we are passing forward knowledge that we want to be shared with the next 7 generations. Unlike some of our other series, these classes are available to people of all ages. And you are listening to CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge Station. We are going to be, if you are interested in coming on and sharing your knowledge and your wisdom and offering an online class to the collective, we would be glad to have you come join us. As we've been mentioning it, we also do a pay it forward model. So for every paid class or mentoring session that people participate in, we will be offering discounted or free sessions to those who are having difficulty financially. I also want to remind folks that we are doing a Smile for a Child campaign currently, where we are auctioning off smiley face paintings to raise funds for youth in Jamaica to get tablets for them so they are not left behind educationally. You can find that at soul-adventures.betterworld.org/make-child-smile. And you can find all of this on my Facebook and Instagram page. So Facebook is Soul Adventures Foundation. That's SOLADVENTURES Foundation. on Insta. We are either Soul Adventurer or Soul Adventurers Foundation. You can also reach me at director@souladventures.org. So, yeah, I think, oh, and then let me just make one more announcement about this show that is happening on the 7th. Let me see if I can pull up my flyer. Okay, so this is Black Rose Entertainment and Maha Village Events presents African Drum and Dance Concert, May 7th, 2022. This is in Ashland, Oregon. So this is at the Bellevue Grange, 1050 Tolman Creek Road. The drumming and dance workshop is at 3 o'clock and costs $25. The concert is at 7 p.m. and it's $35. So if you have any questions about that, the flyer is posted on my Insta and Facebook page, and there's a link to the Eventbrite to buy tickets to that event. So I want to give thanks for everyone who is listening to the show and will listen in the future, because there will be a link to this that people can access.
Yes, yes. Yes, people can check me out too. I have a YouTube page, Joe Gale Drums. You also can check out YouTube, Russ Joe Gale. I'm on Instagram as Joe, J-O-E, Dengel, D-E-N-G-E-L. You also can check me out on Facebook under Ross Joe Gale as well. Yes, sir. Good thanks and praise. I'm going to say, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. So we're just going to close out with the song. All righty. Go ahead.
Talk tomorrow. Be blessed.
All righty. Blessed love.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, give thanks to all of our listeners. Give thanks to Caribbean Radio Show. We truly appreciate you.
First thing first. Seek Yahweh. And he will guide you and show you the way that she's away. We have to stop eat meat, and I told her say, well, first the kingdom you have to see. She asked me say, do I have to lock my hair? And I told her this, no matter what, no, the love is gonna be there for you.
I know you could never start if you're not there.
Give thanks, everybody.